Good morning, beloved. Today we are in Revelation chapter 14, which says, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.'" That is exactly the hope for not only every person who names the name of Jesus, but specifically we are praying that it would be the hope of the people of Bulgaria today. So would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, thank you for the privilege of going to Bulgaria back in 2007, for walking the streets in Peshtera and Perestitsa. Thank you that over 120 people came to know Christ in one-on-one encounters in those 5 days. Thank you that you were bringing people out of Muslim, Roma Gypsy backgrounds and enabling them to profess Christ with joy. God, in the midst of their professions, there was also hostility. So please, Lord, do not let the evil one snuff out the true life in the imperishable seed of the word. Do not let the cares and worries and anxieties and fear of man cause that which was good to be regarded as bad. But God, would you continue to establish your church, even in the shadow of beautiful buildings like the Orthodox Church that at that time had systemic corruption. Would you enable people to look to you who is faithful and true in the midst of great crime? And would there be a holy fear, a true delight, and a great love for you, the one who gave himself for us, to where repentance and faith would characterize pastors and elders, deacons, even down to children? God, I pray for my friends that you would bless them this day and be with us to make us mindful of the country of Bulgaria, and that you, O God, will do well. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.